following is a presentation of Crane's Chicago Business, delivered by your earbuds at WGN Radio.
I'm Amy Guth, and this is Crane's Daily Gist, business headlines and more after a word from our sponsor. A Chicago-based institution, Wintrust Commercial Banking provides area businesses with local decision-making and a personalized focus. With specialty services for specific industries and tools like treasury management, commercial lending, and wealth services, the dedicated team will support you and your business through every need. Wintrust Commercial Banking was built here in Chicago to serve Chicago businesses. Learn more about how they can help you achieve your business goals at Wintrust.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Boeing in the news again today as their 737 MAX aircraft faces grounding in many parts of the world after the UK said it would halt flights of the newest version of the jet and Europe's aviation regulator was said to be preparing to follow suit. While investigation is ongoing as to why Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 crashed minutes after takeoff on Sunday, regulators across the globe erred on the side of caution, even as here, the FAA has said the jet remains airworthy. Earlier, Malaysia, Singapore, and Australia closed airspace to 737 MAX planes in response to the second crash of the model in 5 months. On Monday, China and Indonesia also halted flights. The newest version of the aircraft is reported to generate almost a third of the company's operating profit. Boeing shares slipped after logging the biggest drop among S&P 500 index members the prior day. The Associated Press reports that Direct Connect Development, the company behind a proposed underground transmission line that would carry electricity mostly from wind turbines in Iowa into the Chicago area, said yesterday that the $2.5 billion project could be operational in 2024 if regulators approve it. The company said it's lined up three investors to back the project and plans to bury the transmission line along existing Canadian Pacific Railroad tracks, hopefully reducing the disruption to landowners. The proposed line, which was first announced in 2017, would run from Mason City, Iowa to Plano, Illinois. The underground line would also connect two different regional power operating grids, which would allow the renewable energy to be transferred back and forth between customers and producers in the two areas. University of Chicago's Booth Business School fell from its spot leading the U.S. News and World Report rankings of U.S. business schools this year to tie for number three after just 1 year at the top. On the list released today by U.S. News, the top spot went to University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School and the number two slot to Stanford. As number three, Booth tied with the business schools at both Harvard and MIT. Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management retained its number six place this year on the list, but tied with Columbia University and University of California at Berkeley's Business School. Booth and Kellogg, along with the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business at number 10, were the only schools in the Midwest to appear in the top 20. Food Boss, a Chicago-based food delivery search engine, has secured over $2 million in funding led by Cleveland Avenue, the former McDonald's CEO Don Thompson's venture capital firm. The platform, which is available online and in an app, aggregates food delivery services, including Uber Eats and Postmates, to help users find the cheapest and fastest delivery options. And it aims to eliminate confusion for consumers who might not know which of the many services delivers food from a particular place. Food Boss currently serves about 50 markets, and according to the company's founder and CEO, Michael DiBenedetto, the company will use this new round of funding to focus on several major markets and to expand its marketing. HealthJoy, a startup that uses artificial intelligence to help employees understand their health benefits, has raised $12.5 million from U.S. venture partners and other investors. The latest funding, announced last week, brings the Chicago-based startup's funding total to $23 million since launching in 2014. Through a mobile app, HealthJoy helps its clients' employees make educated healthcare decisions by providing claims information, online medical consultations, and costs associated with treatments, all depending on their insurance. In a statement, the company's CEO said, "Employees are frustrated with healthcare they can barely afford, and employers can't shift costs any further." He went on to say, companies now understand that to tackle their total spend, they have to address the healthcare costs of individual employees. A Schomburg investment firm has paid over $9 million for a six-story building on State Street in the Loop that has sat empty since Ulta Beauty closed a store there nearly 3 years ago. A venture of North American Real Estate acquired the nearly 40,000-square-foot building from a land trust, according to Cook County property records. If North American Real Estate can lease up the empty space, it should be able to profit on the deal by selling the property for a lot more than it paid. Leasing retail space, even on State Street's shopping strip, has become tougher as many retail chains have cut back. Yet, the Loop has boomed in recent years with new residential space, hotels, and tourist traffic. North American Real Estate leadership told Crane's Chicago Business they plan to market the building's lower floors as retail, but said they're exploring other uses for floors 4 through 6. Coming up, we check with Crane's Chicago Business commercial real estate reporter Danny Ecker about what could be the biggest hotel development in Fulton Market. That's right after this word from our sponsor. Wintrust Commercial Banking offers a full suite of financial resources designed to meet the needs of middle market businesses and larger companies. With comprehensive and personalized financial solutions, coupled with bankers who get to know your industry's demands, Wintrust Commercial Banking is committed to providing the tools to help your business reach its strategic growth initiatives. You've got a vision for your business, and Wintrust Commercial Banking is here to help you see it through. Find out more at Wintrust.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. We're joined now by Crane's Chicago Business commercial real estate reporter Danny Ecker to talk about what could be the biggest hotel development in the Fulton Market area. Danny, welcome back to the show. I feel like we were just talking about this area and just talking about another hotel.
Just, you can't say enough about Fulton Market. There's so much news happening from this little corridor. It's consuming a lot of my time.
I bet. So what is the latest today?
So a new development that could be proposed actually is, as soon as this week, but it's a New York developer leading this venture that wants to build a 13-story hotel with more than 250 hotel rooms. This would be on the 1200 block of Randolph Street. So, you know, you have all the restaurants there on Randolph. There's a city winery there, and they're proposing to take what is now a dairy supply industrial facility and redevelop it into this hotel. So it would be the largest hotel so far in Fulton Market. And it's kind of, you know, yet another bet by developers saying there's a lot of money to be made here and there's not enough hotel rooms to go around.
Yeah, it seems like it won't be the biggest hotel for long with so much activity happening. Right. And, you know, we were just talking about this last week. Is there any issue with, because you have these older buildings that have been in the, industrial space for a long time, are people running into any sort of historic preservation issues in that area?
So some of the buildings, are designated as having a landmark significance, a historical significance. That's a hurdle for some developers because they have to be careful with some heights and they have to maintain some facades just like any other, landmark building. So that's definitely, that holds different developers back. This particular property, it's a little bit further west. It's not that far west. It's only a matter of blocks. But relatively speaking, in Fulton Market, it's a little further west where there aren't as many landmark and historically significant buildings that the city has designated. So in this case, it doesn't appear that they're going to have any hurdles to clear there. But that's definitely something that you've seen has been kind of a sticking point in some deals getting done is developers have come in and said, well, we want to buy this old meatpacking plant. But the city says, okay, just so you know, you can't go taller than this many stories and you can't do really anything with the front because the city wants to maintain this look and feel of Fulton Market, which a lot of developers understand and appreciate.
Sure. So what is the timeline on this particular hotel project?
So they're trying to raise money for right now. This could be introduced as soon as this week in city council, which then it would have to go through the zoning process to get approvals from the city. The developer in this investment document that I came across for this story said they're trying to buy the property if they can get all their entitlements, their zoning entitlements soon. They're trying to buy the property this year and potentially develop and open the hotel by 2021. So we're still, a bit of a runway here to go, but it's yet another sign that we're going to have there's still going to be a lot of construction going on in Fulton Market for a while. Anyone who's been there, it's tough to get around right now because, it's a it's in transition.
Yeah. So much for all the parking down there.
Yeah.
No, that's going to be gone. That's going to be completely gone, especially during construction. And in the story that you've written about for Crane's Chicago Business, there's mention of a real estate crowdfunding platform. And I think when we think of crowdfunding, we think of like to fund a film or a book or something like a creative, small, one-person operation. We don't usually think of crowdfunding as being like real estate or something big like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Prodigy Network, this one's called. They're based out of New York. They actually, technically would be, if they raise the money that they're trying to raise, representing the majority investors in terms of the cost. They said it's a $105 million project, and they're trying to raise $55 million for that. So, yeah, it's an interesting concept. We've started to see it more in commercial real estate, it seems, because it's a very easy, low barrier to entry type of way for people to get into commercial real estate. And not everyone can throw a ton of money into some of these projects as different developers are trying to raise money and find investors for projects. So, we could see more of it. It's just, the same kind of the way crowdfunding's taken off elsewhere. Commercial real estate's no different.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see. I realize it's set up a little differently. A lot of times you're just kind of sending someone off with a good luck, and there's more concrete returns here attached to this. But it is an interesting idea to see how that might factor into other other parts of industry.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the timeline, we have the money here, and at this point it's kind of still in proposal plan stage. Is there are there any kind of barriers that have been hitting project proposals that haven't worked out in this area? It seems like things are going through and things are happening.
Yeah, there's for the most part the only thing holding some developments back is just, they're trying to figure out what's the right time to develop these things. So, and that maybe is more focused on the office. There's so many different office developments that are on paper right now, and retail for as well. But there's sort of this bet that, well, there's going to be tenants coming in here. People want to be in Fulton Market. But if you're an office tenant right now and you want to find a new office and you want to be in Fulton Market, there's not a lot of supply that exists today. This is the supply that's on paper that wants to be built. So some of these developers are just struggling with what's the right time so that I can build. Should I build now before I even sign any tenants? Typically, these developers will, for office at least, will develop a building once they've already pre-leased some of the building so they can make sure they have the funding lined up so they're not sitting there with an empty building. Hotels, it's a little bit different where you don't really have to do any pre-leasing. They're just sort of betting that there's unmet demand here, and I don't think that they will necessarily see much of a city barrier or zoning barrier here, because this is something that was, these types of uses were contemplated when the city created the Fulton Market Innovation District a few years ago to kind of say, this is what we want to allow to happen in this area. And this is a product of that.
Well, I just hope for traffic's sake that these projects are staggered a bit, so it's not just jammed in there all at once. Lots of considerations. Well, things seem to be moving so fast in that area. I'm sure in another week we'll be talking with you about something else.
Who knows? And what's interesting too is that this, as it is a little further west, like we're getting even closer. You move down Randolph, closer to like the United Center, the near west side, which has kind of been an island for so long, and that gap between the path of development in Fulton Market and that near west side is starting to close. So this would be the hotel, as of now would be the closest hotel to the United Center. So, it's one of those things that you start to see, and they say, well, look, we actually are further enough west that we might have some built-in demand from people that are coming to events, coming to Chicago just for an event at the United Center or for something else on the near west side. So yeah, that path of development is fascinating to watch too.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we'll keep turning to you for the latest. Danny Ecker, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks.
That does it for today's Crane's Daily Gist. Thank you to producer Haima Black. Find these stories, breaking news, and more at chicagobusiness.com. And find me at Amy Guth on Twitter, and let's continue these conversations.